Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this, the second Sunday of Epiphany. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together, brothers and sisters in Christ, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we continue our journey through the Christmas Epiphany season of light. We celebrate the revelation of Christ, the baby born in Bethlehem, as the Son of God, the Word made flesh, who is the light of the world. In our readings today, we read of the calling of Samuel, and in the Gospel of the calling of Philip and Nathanael, reminding us that we too have been called by God, called by our name, to follow Christ through life toward the glory of his and our eternal home in heaven. And so we open our hearts to God in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendour of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the Triune Majesty. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At the time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 139. How wonderful are your works, O Lord. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. How wonderful are your works, O Lord! Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. How wonderful are your works, O Lord! Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. How wonderful are your works, O Lord! If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. How wonderful are your works, O Lord! A reading from the book of Revelation. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on a throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep bitterly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, for they will reign on earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You will see heaven open, says the Lord, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Following the birth of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, shepherds representing the Jewish people and wise men from the East representing the Gentile world were called into his presence. They came and recognized that they were in the presence of the long-promised Messiah, and they knelt and worshipped him. In our Gospel reading today, we have moved forward. Jesus is now fully grown and is beginning his public ministry. Today we read how he met and called Philip and Nathanael, called them to follow him. His calling of Nathanael and Philip echoes the calling of Samuel in our first reading today. After being awoken several times during the night by a voice calling his name, Samuel recognized that it was the voice of God calling him to serve. And he responded as Eli had told him with the words, "Here I am, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Nathanael too responded to his calling by Jesus with the words, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Both the calling of Samuel and the calling of the apostles are touching, almost magical events to us. Yet they remind us that the calling of God is to us all. He calls us as he called the shepherds and wise men into the presence of his Son, to kneel and worship him. And he calls us as he called the apostles to follow his Son. He calls us all by our name, just as he called Samuel to serve him. God sent his Son because of his great love for us. As the psalmist explains in the psalm, God knows each of us intimately, far better than we know ourselves. He knows the people we are, the people we are capable of being, and he calls us by our name to share his life, to live in the light of his love, and to bring the light of his love to a world in need. He calls us to bring the light of his love to shine in the darkest places of the lives of those among whom we live, to bring love to the unloved, to give hope to those in despair, to ease the burden of those who are weighed down through suffering, fear, and anxiety, to invite those among whom we live, as Philip invited Nathanael, to come and see, to be with Jesus. Christ comes to us in so many unexpected ways each day, in those that we encounter. When the call to follow Christ and serve him comes to us, may we have the faith and trust to answer with Samuel, "Here I am, Lord. Speak, for your servant is listening." And with Nathanael, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Andrew, our Archbishop, and Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own churches, that through the Church all may see the presence of Christ in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression. We pray especially for the peoples of Gaza and Israel, for the people of the Ukraine and the Yemen. We pray for all suffering the effects of natural disaster and those suffering through famine or drought. May the light which is Christ shine on the darkest places of the world, transforming them with his love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that through faithful lives we may bring the saving and healing love of Christ to all among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of glory, you nourish us with your word, who is the bread of life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligare, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, peaceful, healthy and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ, who by taking our flesh gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Take one.
soul.